My brothers and sisters would never rat me out, would they? Let's get a quick, easy lesson in before we start the message today. Max is gone. So we asked the question, does anybody not know this song, Victory in Jesus? And Max was the only honest one in the room, or maybe he was the only one in the room who said he didn't know that song. That's an oldie, right? That's an old hymn from 100 years ago that all us old people know. Could I tell you there are generations of people out there who are as blank as that slate when it comes to those things that you and I take for granted, the hymns, scriptures, truth of the cross. There are things, Max is a blank slate, learning the gospel, learning now he's a believer. He is a blank slate. Understand when we approach people, they don't know what we know. They've maybe just come to Christ like him, or they are out there, never, hardly ever set foot in a church. They don't know the beauty of the cross, the beauty of the mercy of Jesus Christ. Give them room, teach them, set a good example, let them see the video of your life playing out, because they don't know what we take for granted sometimes. What a great lesson for us. Right here, in that young man. Let me pray. Dear Lord, thank you just for teaching and reminding me and us the simple young man's hand what we need to do to advance your gospel, what we need to be aware of as we advance your mercy. Greater than the sea. So beautiful, we kneel in the dust at the cross, and so many totally unaware of the beauty of who you are. Teach us now, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Mark chapter 4, verse 10. Mark chapter 4, we'll begin at verse 10. Very, very familiar, very familiar parable to many of you, but maybe not to some, huh? Very familiar parable to many of us, but to some, very new. So, Jesus has been by the seaside. He left that city-ish area where he was teaching, and they all went out to the sea, and there were thousands of people around. And so he told them this parable of the sower or the soils, whatever it may be. Told them the parable that there was a sower who went out to sow, and he sowed some seed along the path, and the birds devoured it. And he sowed or planted or scattered seed on rocky ground, and it didn't have much soil. And it grew up quickly, and then it faded away when the sun came up. And then he sowed some seed, then it fell among thorn bushes, and the thorns grew up, and it choked it out, and it yielded no grain. And other seeds fell on good soil, and they produced a lot. So in verse 10, notice in verse 10 that he was alone with those around him and the 12, and they asked him about that parable. So the scene has changed a little bit from when he told the parable. Now he's alone with just those 12 and some others who are staying pretty close to him. And they've asked him now, explain that parable, please. So follow along with me, verse 10. When he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parable, and he said to them, "To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God. But for those outside, everything is in parables, so that they may indeed see but not perceive, may indeed hear but not understand, lest they should turn and be forgiven." And he said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables?" Must have been a fairly simple parable, he thought. If you can't get this one, how are you going to get some of the others, I tell? Verse 14, here is the explanation of the parable. "The sower sows the word, and these are the ones along the path where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan immediately comes and takes away the word that is sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground, the one who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with joy, when they have no root in themselves, but endure for a while. Then when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately they fall away. Others are the ones sown among thorns. They are those who hear the word. But the cares of the world, deceitfulness of riches, desires for other things enter in and choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. But those that were sown on the good soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit 30, 60, 100-fold. I'm going to stop right there for a minute. I want to lay out a little bit of groundwork here in this chapter, in this section of Scripture. And I want to say to you, I want you to notice, since I'm noticing many of you have a Bible open, that's so awesome. I want you to notice that this teaching really carries on. It's just not this parable, then the next parable of the lamp, then the next parable, then the next parable. Those little subtitles are good for beginning learners, but this teaching carries on. We're talking about seeds being planted here. And if you'll notice in verse 28, the kingdom of God is if a man should scatter seed on the ground. So we're still talking about seeds. And in verse 30, in 31, he says, "What can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable should we use? It's like a grain of mustard seed." So he is teaching them about seeds, about the word of God, the kingdom of God. So these all flow together. There's a lot here. This is rich. This is vintage Jesus. This is amazing stuff. And I want to share with us some help for these couple of paragraphs here, two or three paragraphs of this. Just some help. Typically, I would teach this about these soils. What are the soils? What do they look like? Are you this soil? Oh, shame on you. This soil or that soil or that soil? Because of who we are here in Cornerstone, becoming a rich, studious, Bible-centered people, I want to show you something a little more, a little different here that I think will help us as a church and you as a student pursuer of God's Word, wanting to bear fruit. And that is the result. We want to bear fruit. So, let's look at that first parable, that first part in verse 14. And I want you to say this with me. The sower sows the word. Would you say that with me? The sower sows the word. One more time. The sower sows the word. What bears fruit? When the sower sows the word. It's the word. It's the word of God that bears fruit. Even at this early point of Jesus' ministry, He was teaching them a very basic principle about you and I in this Christian life that we want to promote and expand this kingdom. And it is expanded, it grows, it bears fruit when the sowers sow the word. It is the word. And that's what he is teaching all down through here in the seed. We will not bear fruit without the word. The sower sows the word. For me, of these soils, you understand that all four of these people heard the word. They all hear it. I don't know where they hear it, but they all hear it. It says here, they all hear the word. Radio, TV, show up in church, neighbor, I don't know. They all hear the word. And something happens after they hear the word. And the first ones, obviously, Satan takes it right away. They hear the word. They don't even think twice about it. They go about their day. Boom. Oh, that was nice. Great. Thanks. Go about their day. The most heartbreaking one for me, the most heartbreaking one for me is this second one, the ones on the rocky soil in verse 16. They hear the word, and they immediately receive it with joy, and it springs up and dies because it has no root in them. Great message this morning, Pastor Terry. I really needed that. And it says that trouble or persecution, there's a little pushback against them. When they attempt to live this, when they attempt to apply this, when you go out there and you've heard the word of God and you attempt to apply it to your life, to remember it, to do something, thinking this is going to be easy, there's not going to be any pushback, there's not going to be any difficulty living out the word of God. And so, great message, Terry. Wow, I heard something on the radio. That was amazing. I'm going to remember that. I'm going to work today. I'm going to do better. And we get there and we realize, wow, this is harder than I thought. People don't like the new me. And they fall away. They stumble, and it's gone. But they had that moment when they received it with joy. Wow, that was so good. Remember that, will you? It's not easy. There's pushback. I don't even have to explain to you those among the thorns. They hear the word, and there are cares of the world. There are things we have to do. There's a life we have to live outside of here. And we go out there, and there are cares, and there are concerns. The deceitfulness of riches. If in short form, for me, the deceitfulness of riches is, if you can just make a little more, you will be happy. It's the answer. A little more, maybe a lot more. That's the answer. That's the deceitfulness of riches for me in a nutshell. Just make a little more. If I could just get to this level, man, that's deceitful. The desires for other things. We all have those, don't we? The desires for other things, cares, money. There are other things I desire, and they choke out the word, and it's unfruitful. And that needs very little explanation, doesn't it? And here's the deal. Verse 20. If I were to go around this room and say, if you're good soil, raise your hand. We do. Listen carefully to good soil. Verse 20. Those that were sown on the good soil are the ones who hear the word, they all heard the word, and accept it and bear fruit 30, 60, 100 fold. Good soil. So here's a little bit of a test for you. If you're asking yourself, am I good soil? We'll jump right to the end of the season. How's your fruit? Are you bearing fruit? Are you multiplying, expanding the kingdom? Are you a sower of the seed, of the Word of God? And how's your fruit? What fruit? What have you expanded the kingdom to? Have you led someone to Christ lately? Have you brought someone to church lately? Have you witnessed to someone? Have you scattered the seed? What's your fruit? Good soil bears fruit. I'm going to show you something a little bit small here, but I think it's absolutely key to this parable that you and I would randomly never pick up. And that's that second part in verse 20 where it says, those that were sown on the good soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it. And that's the key. That's the key. You see, in verse 16, it says, those receive it with joy. See that? Verse 16, those on the rocky ground, they receive it with joy. And these say, the good soil accepts it. There are some of your older Bibles, possibly if you're carrying an older Bible, maybe a King James, I'm not sure. They have it both the same, receive it, receive it, receive it. And it's entirely different here. The receive it with joy in verse 16 is an entirely different word and concept than accepting it in verse 20. Receiving it with joy is that you have received it. Someone handed it to you and you took it with joy. You were glad to get that gift. But accepting it in verse 20 means you've embraced it. You've pulled it in dear to you. Let me show you what I mean. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6. A bit of a troubling passage, but so shows the point of what I'm saying. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6. And listen to what the Lord does. Listen to what the Lord feels about His children. For the Lord disciplines the one He loves and chastises every son whom He receives. Very parallel phrase here. The one He loves, He disciplines. The one He receives, He chastises. The Lord receives us. He loves us. He embraces us. He welcomes us in. And every son that He pulls in close and embraces, He must discipline and chastise in that love and embrace. the one he loves and embraces. Now, our parable says that good soil hears the word and loves and embraces it and bears fruit. So I get a lot of, that was a good message this morning. I get a lot of, man, that dude on the radio was lighting it up. I hear a lot of good word there. That was a good word, man. I saw this, I heard this, I hear a lot of that. But it's the one who hears it and embraces it, loves it and takes it in, that bears fruit. So if your fruit basket is minimal, I'm just going to go back to this word and say, what is your position of embracing and loving and cherishing God's word to you? Because you will bear fruit if you embrace it and love it. Or do you hear God's word and go, well, that's not how I think. Or you hear God's word and you go, well, that's for them. Or you hear God's word and you go, that's just too hard for me right now. Well, see, you're sounding more like the one on rocky ground. Pushback, pushback, cares of this world. You're sounding more like that than good soil when you say, I can't do that right now. It's too hard. I got other things, man. I can't just dive into this Word of God thing like you're saying. You're sounding more like rocky ground or thorny ground than you are this ground that says, bring it. I want it. I need it. I have to have it. I long for your Word, God. I can't do this with my instruction sheet. I need yours. Oh, I need your word. I'll take it, whatever it is. Oh, you chastise and discipline those you pull in close to you? Yeah, okay. I need that. I trust you, God. That person bears fruit. That person bears fruit. Some truth is harder than others. I admit that. But here's some good news for you. As Jesus moved on just a little bit, there's this little bit about the lamp and the basket. This is tremendously encouraging for you and I. This is kind of Jesus' point of application. Up to this point, he just told this parable and he gives them a little point of application here. And he says this in verse 21. He said to them, is a lamp brought in to be put under a basket or under a bed and not on a stand? Saying, yeah, you are supposed to scatter this seed. You are supposed to learn the word and scatter the seed. The lamp is supposed to shine. For nothing is hidden except to be made manifest or to be made known. Nor is anything secret except to come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. And he said to them, look what he said. Pay attention to what you hear. See, all four soils heard the word. And what did they do with it? And he's telling them now, pay close attention to what you hear. Embrace it. Love it. This is his point of application. I thought that was tremendously encouraging for him to tell us, there's nothing secret or hidden about me, about the kingdom. It's not to be revealed. I want to teach you about God's kingdom. I want to teach you these big things, these big, beautiful, honey-dripping things that you're like, wow, where did that come from? How did you get that? Well, that, I just don't. I want to teach you the secrets of the kingdom. I want you to know the beautiful, deep, beautiful riches of me in the kingdom. That's what God is saying. I want you to know these things. That's encouraging. Isn't it? I mean, aren't you encouraged? God wants you to know. He wants to tell you all about himself. That's awesome. If you embrace him. So he says, pay attention to what you hear. And here's the sticky part. With the measure you use, it will be measured back to you, and still more will be added to you. For to the one who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. So God isn't trying to keep secrets, but using the Word, shining the Word, walking in the Word will net you more receiving and understanding, more hidden stuff revealed, and a harvest. All right, so illustration time. Take this out of the way. Right over here, y'all can see illustration time. The Word of God, you are going to embrace it. Whatever it is, whether it's hard, not likable, you know you need it. God loves us. Give it here. Embrace. And he says, pay attention, because what you get, if you use it, you're going to get more. And I want to teach you more. I want to teach you really deep, cool, beautiful stuff about me. All right. Simple illustration. One of my favorite coffee cups. It's a small little bugger, but it's got Starbucks on it, right? It's small, so like if I put coffee in and I drink it, it's going to stay hot because it's not going to take me long to drink that. I'm going to put some more in it. So if I get this little small cup, drink that, I get to put more in that little cup. And it'll only hold so much, but I do get to put more in that cup. Okay. Here's one of my newest buys. Terry picked this out for me. It's fall, y'all. Bigger, much bigger. You can see that, right? Holds a lot more. That's for a serious coffee drinker. However, if I fill this dude up and I drink it, I get to put more in it, a lot more than that. I can drink a half a pot the time you can drink one of those little things, right? So you use more, you get more, right? Right? So, but my wife's coffee cup, she's cutting back to one cup a day. So my wife's coffee cup looks a little more like this. Because she's cutting back to one cup a day, but if she drinks that whole cup of coffee, she gets a lot more put in. I got to make a whole nother cup. So, you receive and embrace the Word of God, and you drink it, you get more. The more you receive and embrace and shine and scatter and use and walk in, you get a lot or you get a little more. Which one are you? Which one are you? Drink it, you get to fill yourself up again. God says, I'll give you that much and more. I'll add to that more. And he says, if you use this much, you embrace it and scatter it and walk in it, and you're just going, and I go to fill this up, and I'm going to add more, but I'm also going to take some of this little guy's here, and I'm going to take what he has, and I'm going to fill you up with some of that too. Because you are doing it, man. You are embracing the Word of God from heaven. You are embracing. You are living on every word that I say. You accept it and receive it and scatter it. And buddy, I am going to fill your cup up. And yeah, you get a little, but I'm also going to give you that one. And I'm going to give you some of that one. I am going to load you up with truth. Deep, secret, hidden things that people go, how'd you figure that out? How did you know that? That was so wise. Because I drank it. I drank from the big cup. And I scatter it around. And I walk in it. And he says, I want you to have a big cup. I want that for you. That's the difference. I see so many people receiving the Word of God with joy and never moving on to the next step. Why is that? I received it with joy, could never, never get out of the hole, could never move up. Could never move on. I'm stuck right there with my little cup. And pretty soon that cup is gone too. Why? The difference is embracing it. The difference is just pulling it in and knowing it's not a priority. It's a necessity. It's just not good or fun. It's life. It is life. The Word of God is life. It's the Father in heaven speaking to us. Scatter it. Use it. Don't wait till you understand it all. Embrace it. He tells them that. As a matter of fact, he tells them that. Verse 26. And he said, the kingdom of God is if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day. And the seed sprouts and grows, he knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle because the harvest is come. What did he do? He sows and he harvests. And that seed grows by itself. And he doesn't know how. And that is so often you and I. Scatter the seed and see what God does with it. Watch him grow the seed. And then you and I get to harvest it. Oh man, I was telling these people about the Word of God. I was like, yeah, God is so good. I invited him to church and I said this and I did that. And I don't know. I think it's just, I don't think it did anything. It's okay. You just keep scattering. Because you, like the sower, scatter on all kinds of things, on rocky ground, thorny ground, paths. You know, it's there. But there's good ground. And you're going to get up day after day. You're going to go to sleep. You're going to get up. You're going to go to sleep. And a month's going to pass and a year's going to pass. Wow. I got a call from somebody today. I talked to them a year ago. I guess God's doing something. Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. And that seed you scattered that you thought, it's just laying there in the dirt. God said, I'll produce. That's not up to you. That's not up to you. What is up to me and you is to scatter the seed and harvest it. Just keep scattering. Just keep scattering. Embrace it. Embrace it. It is life for you and for them. It's life. And until you do that, you are thorny, rocky ground who will never advance in the kingdom or the kingdom. That's the difference. Embrace it, scatter it, harvest it. Climb out of your hole. Move up. Move on. Harvest fruit. You know, I couldn't. I just couldn't help but think today in our amazing church age. You know, I think about so many churches, and I think, well, not only what am I sowing, and that's a good question for us to ask. Well, what are you sowing, by the way? When it comes to your Christianity, your faith, what are you scattering? What are you sowing about it? Is it the Word of God? I mean, that's a good question. Don't think for a minute you're going to bear fruit without sowing, scattering the Word of God. You're not. But the question that really hit me as a pastor is, what are so many churches across our land sowing? They're sowing a lot of stuff. I mean, a lot of cool stuff, attractive stuff. But how many are really, really sowing and helping their people to embrace and fall in love with the Word of God, the very breath we breathe, the very bread we eat, the Word of God? How many churches across our nation are sowing the Word? If you want to know a local application, ask my daughters there. They've been online looking for churches around. I help a friend find a church. Been listening to various messages around Middlebury, around Elkhart area. I've been checking them out online to try and point this person to a church. Ask them what they're finding. YouTube. Are they in the Word, man? Are they teaching a love? An absolute embracing love. No matter what it says, whether you like it or not, are you embracing it? It's God. Until you're still sorting through what you like and don't like about the Word of God, what's good for you and what isn't, what you can and can't do, you're not embracing it and you will not move on. I'm encouraging you, please understand this is God's word. This is not negotiable. This is our life. And this is our lens with which we see God. A great example. A great example. Psalm 119. There it is, Psalm 119, 33, the Hebrew letter He. Psalm 119, 33. Listen, listen, listen to this psalm writer's embrace. Yearn for the Word of God. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it to the end. Give me understanding that I may keep your law and observe it with my whole heart. Lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Teach me to walk it. Give me understanding so I can live it. I'll live it to the end. I'll observe it with my whole heart. I am embracing you, Lord, in your word. I'm embracing it. I'm craving it. Teach me. Give me understanding. Lead me in the way, the path of your commandments. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to selfish gain. I don't want to be in the thorns. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things. My gosh, do we look at worthless things all day long, all day long, all day long. Lord, take my eyes away from worthless things and put them on your word. Thank you. Confirm to your servant your promise that you may be feared. Turn away the reproach that I dread, for your rules are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. I long for your word. In your righteousness, give me life. It is life. I'm not living life until I'm living in your word. I get that. And I'm longing for it. And too many of us live in verse 39, turn away the reproach that I dread. Oh, we go to church, we hear a little bit, but I really dread someday I'm going to have to stand before the Lord and I know, man, I know, it isn't going to be good. I can't wait to go before the Lord. No, not me. I hope. I don't know. You can get rid of that dread. Turn it into delight, not dread. Learn it. Live it. Embrace it. Walk in it. Scatter it. Delight or dread, longing in life. It's here. It's right here. So I ask. What soil are we? What soil are we? What soil are you? How's the fruit? Whose life you changing for Christ? Are you scattering seed? You harvesting? Scatter, harvest. If you scatter, you're going to harvest. Ground grows by itself. God promises, you scatter, I'll grow it, you harvest it. How's your harvest? That's the first question. Are you good soil? Are you able to crawl up out of the hole, or did the pushback cause you to stop and fall? The cares, the things of this world, I got too many other things going. These are important. These are things like no fruit. Are you good soil? Are you good soil? Are you living life with a joyful expectation of standing before the Lord? Or is there a bit of a dread? I don't know how this is going to go. Man, turn it into joy. Turn it into joy. Trust God. Trust Him. It's good. It's good. Embrace Him and His Word and see if you don't come to life. See if you don't come to life. There's one last pushback that I have to show you. Because you're going to hear it. If you're going to scatter God's word, you're going to hear this pushback, and I want you to be aware of it. I want you to know. Here's a pushback you're going to hear. And this is the pushback. Don't we just love people? Isn't that it? I just love people. I don't know the word. I don't really embrace it. Aren't we just supposed to love people? I'm a very loving person, and I just love people. You won't have any fruit that way, but you go on doing what you do. Because the Bible says this. 2 John, almost to Revelation. 2 John, back clear, go to Revelation and then turn back. 2 John, verse 4, says this. You know this, and you know this. 2 John, verse 4. John writes, I rejoiced greatly to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as we were commanded by the Father. Did you know you were commanded by God to walk in the truth of His Word? It's not optional. And now I ask you, dear lady, not as though I were writing you a new command, but the one we had from the beginning, that we love one another. Oh, yeah. And this is love, that we walk according to His commandments. This is the commandment, just as you heard from the beginning, so that you should walk in it. I thought we were just supposed to love people. I didn't think we were supposed to be all about the Word of God. Oh, au contraire, Pierre. Real love is walking in His Word. embracing his word and scattering it on to the next person. And if you're not embracing the word of God and scattering the word of God, walking in that path, I don't know what you're doing with your neighbor or that person at work. You're a nice person, I guess, but you are not loving them until you love them with God's love. And Taylor Swift may be thrilled with you, but God says, this is love, that you walk in my commandments. And by the way, Jesus said it too. If you love me, keep my commandments. Loving people is being in the word, embracing the word, and sharing the word. That is love. So when you get that pushback, you just direct them right to 2 John. Oh, let me show you what love is. I don't know what you call love, but let me show you what God calls love. You can still feel warm and fuzzy. You're just going to do it in the Word of God because you've been embraced. You've been embraced by your Heavenly Father. You've been pulled right in, and He loves you. And you embrace Him right back through His Word. And you live. You finally live without dread. But you live in peace and delight in the Father. What kind of soil are you? Have a good day. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for the harvest. Thank you for changing lives. Thank you for filling our big cup up with your word for our good, for life in us, and for life in others. You have no inclination to hide yourself from us, no secret to keep from us. You want us to have life. So I pray, fill our cup. So many here, Lord, have been stuck in a holding pattern of life. They are stuck right where they're at. In sin, in trouble, in the cares of this world. They're not so fond of standing before you. Lord, change their dread into delight, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. You'll know a tree. How? By its fruit. You'll look at a tree and you'll know what kind of tree it is by its fruit. You embrace, you need, you long for Him, and you will harvest. The fruit will be there. He promises that. Until then, you'll be a tree. I just don't know what kind. I just don't know what kind. He's good. Do it. Do it. Lord, I ask your blessing. I ask your blessing over us right now. Your blessing of a heart that craves you, hearts that embrace you in all of your truth, in all of your beauty, in your love. That we can bear fruit for you because we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.